two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I want to break free.
I want to break free.
I want to break free from my life, and I don't know what to do no more. I want to break free. Oh, God. Oh, my God. How was it? You had fun?
I went out to Texas.
It was good? I know.
Oh, it was so fun.
So good, huh?
It was so fun. Addison is great.
Yeah. Do they still have my photo up on the hallway?
They took it down. Joe Coy is up there now. I actually asked. I said, is Bob in the hallway? And she goes, it's Joe Coy is up there now.
No, Joe Coy was always there. They had another photo of me out there.
It's another one of Joe Coy.
So they have two Joe Coys in the hallway. Oh, fuck. Well, I had to get back there then.
They said they miss you. It's been too long. Yeah, That's literally what they said.
Did they really take my photo off?
I don't know. You're going to have to go back and see.
Did they take my photo off?
You're going to have to go back and see.
You're going to break my heart.
I didn't do it.
Because I know that 3 weeks ago, some other comic was there, and they said that my photo was still up there.
Something changed. Something changed because I did not, it was not up there. Joe Coy had two up there. And Ralphie May was up there.
Well, he takes up a whole wall.
It's a whole wall.
Yeah.
It's one side.
He takes up a whole wall.
How have my kids been?
Good.
We were missing you?
Did you miss me?
Yeah, we were missing you.
I missed you guys. I sent you a video on stage. I FaceTimed you on stage, all the Addison crew. By the way, the number one question I got asked on the road at the very end, because I said, no meet and greets, we can do a little Q&A. And people, the number one question, hands down, was, is Rudy leaving? Mm-hmm. I shit you not.
Well, I have an update for you.
Yes.
She said to me the other day, and it was a little confusing. She goes, Tito Papi? I go, yeah. She goes, I think I'm going to do community college. And I go,
really?
For 2 years. And I go, why? Because I want to stay on the Bad Friends.
Did you really say that, Rude?
He asked me first where I was going, and then I said I was thinking of going to community college.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, at the end of the day, though, look what you get.
What?
All right? You don't... Okay, so...
80,000 Instagram followers.
You get to sleep... Okay, you get to sleep on the hill.
Which is so,
so
plush.
Nice.
Do you know... You know, people of your stature and age and all
color.
That, and, well, that's I should have led with that.
Yeah.
You know, people of
with
your color,
color,
they don't get to sleep on the hill.
Yeah,
on the and in the hills.
Do you know who I had to? I had to write a letter to Gavin Newsom. I wrote a letter to Gavin. I go, Mr. Mayor, was it Governor?
It's either or.
Either were. Yeah, Governor Newsom.
Yeah,
I call him Newsom.
You do? Are you
we're
close?
We're
with
very
him?
Close, right?
Wow, Newsom.
I said Newsom. Right, Newsom.
Newsom.
I said. Listen, I have a half human, right?
Quarter, maybe?
Yeah, quarter human.
Quarter hum.
And half a quarter other. I don't know. I didn't know what to say. And then I said, she's from an island. She's going to be living. Can she live? He goes, no. We don't have those in
right.
the hills.
I get that.
And I go, please. And I said, why don't I go up to Sacramento? Because where he was at the time.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'll suck your dick.
Do you offer that to Gov?
Yeah,
News?
I'll suck your dick to get and right. You know what? I sucked his dick.
You did at his winery.
I sucked Gavin Newsom's.
You
dick.
Went to his winery,
yes,
and you had a little Chablis.
Chablis
and swirled
well,
it around.
I'm sober, so they got a
de-alkalized.
De-alkalized one. Yeah.
De-clockalized?
De-clockalized. De-clockalized.
You put
one.
A cock in
right,
that, but they took out the alcohol.
Yeah. They took the yeah.
And then you asked the DZs.
I said
so she could live in the hills.
Yeah, and then I said also I wanted coffee, so give me some coffee. You can put your cream in there. Right, so Gavin went right into the coffee. I drank it
she
after sucking
like.
His dick, right? And he goes, I will allow her to live in the hills. So that's number one I did for you.
That's so
number
huge.
Two, you have your own bedroom,
do you
right?
Have her, she doesn't have her own bathroom, though.
She does.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even have my own bathroom.
You have your own bathroom, your own shower.
You have your own shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people did you have to share a shower with when you were in the Philippines? 70?
70, yeah. 80, yeah. Right?
Jesus.
Right? So let me ask you this too.
Wow.
How much do you pay rent?
Zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. Zero Zero, zero, zero.
Yeah, nothing. Well,
what, okay, that aside, what about like electric bills or internet or television or all that?
Zero.
Okay, that aside, what about like taxes, you know, like property taxes, which are very, very expensive.
Very expensive.
Zero.
Okay. So what about like food or stocking the home with all sorts of miscellaneous stuff like toilet paper or paper towels?
I sometimes buy vegetables.
She'll buy McDonald's.
Vegetables!
Yeah.
She'll buy McDonald's sometimes.
Okay.
You've bought
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven she'll get.
Oh, a big baller over
right,
there.
Right, big baller.
Wait, what do you get from 7-Eleven for the house?
Chips.
Chips for the house or chips for you?
For me.
Okay, so again, this doesn't add up to the total of what we're talking about.
I buy vegetables.
What? All right. What vegetables are you buying?
Here's another thing that she does that drives me crazy.
Broccoli.
I'll go like, hey.
How much is broccoli? Go ahead.
I'll go to her. I'll go, hey, I'm going to order dinner for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Morton's, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to order you something? And she always goes, no, you could just do it on your own. I'm just going to eat, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know what I mean?
Whatever.
She doesn't take my, but she could be having meat and potatoes.
You could have steak. You could have filet mignon.
Yeah.
You don't want it?
No.
Why?
It's wasteful.
Yeah, I just want eggs.
That's all she eats.
You just want eggs.
And
that's
rice.
All, she eats eggs and rice, and that's all she eats.
All day. What'd you have for breakfast?
Eggs.
No. What'd you have to just now? 3-day
no,
old.
No, breakfast, eggs.
But 4-day old pizza.
And then for lunch, the pizza.
From where?
From
It was due to Bobby's leftover.
Vito's.
Oh, Vito's.
You've been there? On La Cienega?
So good.
So good, right?
It's so good. But wait a minute. You said you're not eating pizza anymore. Didn't you talk about this?
I ate it.
You did.
I ate it.
Did you break your rules?
No, I never had a rule like that.
You told me you're going to stop eating deep dish.
So this is what I did.
And then you stopped. And
bro, this is what I did.
What?
So Friday night, right, was just great because the girls went out to Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you guys stay?
Marriott.
JW Marriott.
Right. You know what JW stands for?
What? Jew.
John Wicked.
John Wicked.
John Wick.
John Wick Marriott. Yeah,
so,
sponsored.
So the girls go out to Vegas all weekend.
Party.
So guess what I did?
Eight.
This is my party. I went to Vito's, got a large meatball pizza with mushrooms, and then I went to the Comedy Store.
Oh, wait. That's right. It was open.
Yeah.
How was it?
Hung out backstage. Hung out with Tiana and a bunch of people, Ren and Zizzy.
Did it feel weird?
What?
Did it feel weird?
No.
It felt totally
so
normal.
Good.
Really?
It felt so good. And then Saturday night, they were out. So I went, you know what? I'll call little David Spadey up.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, come to this, you know? He goes, come to this.
When you take him out of his Jack in the Box, do you have to crank it or is he already?
He's already out of the box.
Already...
Because the box is in his house. Yeah, he lives in the box.
Does he have an assistant?
No. What happens is you go there, right? You know, it's shaped like a circus.
It's shaped like a desperate, lonely
it's like a tent.
Single guy.
It's like a red, white tent, right? Yeah. And you go in, and then there's the bearded lady who he's had sex with.
That's his, what is that, his housemaid person?
Yeah.
House person?
That's his house person.
House person.
And I go, hello, Harry. That's his name.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. And I go, can I wind up the box?
Can I get him out of the box?
And he goes, go ahead. It's a huge lever. Boom. He comes out. Right. And he goes,
Hey, buddy.
And then that's how it works. But then
did you go hang out at his house all
night? No. He goes, I'm at a restaurant called something in Essex.
Something in Essex.
I don't know what it's called.
That's okay.
And I go, who are you going with? He goes, Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
So I go, I was just calling. Because you can't go, could I come?
Right.
Right?
You can.
But I didn't.
But you didn't want to feel that way.
I didn't want to feel that way. So yeah. I go, I was just going to, you know, see if I'm alone. See what happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He goes, ugh. That's what he said in the text.
Ugh. Which means, come on.
Come on. He goes, here it is. So I go there and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. But
please.
It was like an MTV music video shoot.
Why?
It was one of those places where there's a rope,
mm-hmm.
there's a gigantic black man
mm-hmm.
wearing a suit.
Yes.
He's got dreads.
He's a bouncer.
I don't call him that.
What do you call him?
A greeter. He's a greeter.
Sorry, he's a bouncer. Shouldn't say the R.
Yeah. What you want?
Right.
Right? I go, because I haven't been out in a while.
Hey, man, I know you.
No, I was wearing the mask.
Oh, he couldn't see
you. I go, you think I'm Scorpion, huh? He goes, no.
He goes, get over here.
Yeah, loved you in Hangover.
Right. The way you popped out of that trunk, man.
Yeah. So then I and it was like people going, hi, we've been out here for an hour.
It's like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was crazy.
I don't like that.
Right. And then they're like, yo, little man, step to the side to me. Mm-hmm. I almost left.
Wait, so you just got shuffled a lot?
I got shuffled aside, and this other guy, another older, you know how older black...
Say it.
Older black guys who have like little things in their ears.
What does that even mean?
They have little things in their ears.
Earbuds?
Something, they're talking to somebody, like CIA has.
Oh, you mean, yeah, like he works there.
No, there was another guy, he was just like talking, no, he was trying to get in. Mm. He goes, yeah, you know who I am?
Oh, Bluetooth headset.
Yeah, right. You know who
right.
I am?
Right.
Right?
Right.
He's like, I don't know you, man. Right? And it was that kind of, and then a bunch of women, and then some woman goes, Asian lady goes, Tommy!
To you?
Yes. Because people say that all the time.
Why Tommy?
They think Tommy and Bobby are the same.
It's not.
So then I have to go, no, it's Bobby. Oh, I'm yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Bobby.
And she loved you.
Right. So I call Spade.
I'm outside.
He's like, just say my name. Mm-hmm. Right. So I go, David Spade.
No contact.
Yeah, no contact. David Spade. And oh, you're with David Spade?
Yeah.
I go, yeah. They bring me right. Dude, it was great. They push all these, the guy with the thing mm-hmm. gets brushed to the side. All the girls with the little, you know, their coochies hanging out on the side. Their coochies hanging out.
But was it nice?
I have to say.
Because the girls were on vacation, so little Bobby got a little look.
I have
look.
To say, I did a couple of glancy glances.
Yee!
Like, coochie, coochie. Like, you know what I mean? And I saw it. Bling, 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 bling. And I go, and it's like 90% like, it'll just music video people.
Who else famous was there?
No one else.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you covering up?
No. No one else.
Because it feels like famous people.
No,
were
no
there.
One else. I don't know anybody. Maybe there's a demographic of famous people there that I don't know.
Who do you think would be there? The MyPillow guy, maybe?
No, there's no way.
You don't think he
would
be?
MyPillow guy is more of a boa kind of a guy.
He's like, I'm a boa! Yeah, trying to get laid.
Yeah,
that guy's insane.
Yeah, MyPillow is a boa guy.
Well, I had a little famous experience in Texas because Pat Mahomes, who you don't know, came to see me.
I love Pat Mahomes.
Who is
basketball.
He? Yeah? What sport? Okay, basketball. What team?
Mavericks.
He does play for the Dallas Mavericks. Mm-hmm. What position?
I don't know.
Well, guess.
Center forward.
Center forward. Pat Mahomes, the center forward for the Dallas Mavericks, came to see me do stand-up comedy.
Is that, did I get it right?
He's a football player for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I got it right.
I know you did.
I was like, oh my God, I'm good.
Yeah, that was. No, he's a quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. He won the Super Bowl. He came to see me and then we went out and you maybe get this one.
Yeah.
This is how dope it was. We go out and then I'm like, oh, this is incredible. Then he's like, we want to go out. And I was like, we're already out. Like we're already out. He's like, nah, we're going out.
Right.
They're younger than us. They're way young. You forget, these are 25.
Is he a fan of Whiskey Ginger?
He met me through, I know Travis Kelce, who's also a Kansas City Chief, and we became friends, and he came and saw me and Rogan were in Kansas City 4 years ago, and he was like, I got to see you when you come to Dallas, because that's where he lives. So anyway, we go out again, and then you'll love this, Ezekiel Elliott was there. You know he plays.
For the Detroit Lions.
Yes. And what position?
Running back.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Did I get my close?
Actually, you're much closer this time.
Which one?
What Ezekiel Elliott plays for the
Dallas Mavericks.
No. The sport was right the first time.
I don't know. Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's
running line.
Jacked.
Linebacker.
Yeah, no, you had it right.
Running back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you being real?
Mm-hmm.
No, what does he do?
I swear to God.
Okay.
Look it up. And he was there, and everyone was so cool and so rich. And you know how, like, and they threw money? Everyone was throwing money?
Yeah.
I picked some up.
What do you mean?
They were, they're making it rain?
Yeah.
I picked up some of the money.
I do that at weddings.
You think I'm not going to pick up the money?
Yeah.
Why did you throw the money?
When I'm at a wedding and they throw rice, I do the same thing. No, I do, because I'm like, you're wasting all this rice? Right, so I'll just add a little scooper and I scoop the rice up, right? And then I'll go to my hotel room or wherever and I'll make the rice, you know what I mean?
Bobby's so good.
So good.
No, yeah, I did. I scooped up the money like a chump.
Yeah.
Because It's the it's money. There, dude, there was $20 bills on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you did that.
I swear, a scout's honor. If it was singles, I'm not picking them up.
Yeah.
There was a couple 20s and 10s in there. Let's give a little money out. What am I going to, you know?
Yeah.
How am I going to tip the Uber guy?
You know, it's funny when you're around, because I'm always the guy to pay.
You mean like when the group?
At my level, with the people that I'm with, and my group, you're bing, right there, right? I'm always the one to pay. But it's like, what I love about going out with like people that are above me.
Don't have to pay.
Is you don't have to pay.
It's so nice.
Yeah, like when Spade always, like it's already paid for before.
He doesn't have a choice. He should pay.
Yeah, he should pay.
Because he's got the most.
But then you have to say, like I looked at him, right? And I go, hey, buddy, just want to let you know, next time. And I said, I see this every time I eat with him. I've said it probably 50 times.
Next time?
Next time, it's on me, pal. He goes, don't worry about it. Yeah. I go, I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Because I don't want him to think that's why I'm going out with him.
But it is partially.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I like free meals.
Yeah, they took care of the bill.
Yeah.
It was incredible. The guy who was with me, Chris, he lost his phone in an Uber and he got it 2 days later. Could you be without your phone for 2 days?
No.
2 days.
I'd be dead.
2 days.
And I said I would be dead.
The guy, by the way, the guy that we had to get the Uber driver that we had to get the phone back from, this text conversation is insane. So I get it. We get his number off the app. I call. We report a missing phone. The guy picks up. That night, I remember, he was very like, he had the Pixies on, his huge afro. And he was like, oh, you guys like this song, man? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, it's fucking groove, dude. It's fucking groove.
That's what the Uber driver was
like? Yeah. He was cool as shit. He was high as a kite.
Yeah, yeah.
So of course, this guy's...
He said it's groove?
This is fucking groove, man.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Neither have I. This guy was an alien.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, of course, my friend Chris O'Connor, who opens for me, he was incredible. He left his phone in the car. Chris O'Connor dropped his phone in the Uber.
Uh-huh.
So then we call this guy, this groove, off the app.
Yeah.
Right? This dude answered the phone. He's like, what's up? And I was like, hey, man, we've been pinging the phone. You know how you can like ping, you can send him, it'll go know it's lost.
Yeah.
I go, we've been pinging the phone. He goes, I heard that. I go, we called it like 6 times. He goes, I heard that too. I was like, you didn't want to pick it up? And he goes, yeah, man, I was going to get around to it. And I was like, okay, cool. Where are you so we can get the phone? And he goes, I'm at my house. And then Chris is on his computer. You know, you can track my phone.
Oh.
He's not at his house. He's driving around all over the place.
And
I'm like,
wow.
I was like, can we meet you at a location? He goes, nah, let's do it tomorrow. I'm like, but you have my friend's phone. He's like, I know. I'm busy, man. I was like,
okay. One of these guys.
Can I just set up a schedule so we can get the phone from you? We'll give you money. That's why I said, we'll pay you money.
Yeah.
He goes, cool, check it. Tomorrow, call me. I wake up around 3. And I go, I'm used to that.
Yeah.
And he goes, and you can meet me wherever I am. Fine.
This fucking guy. I want to meet this guy.
Dude, I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
We do a whole day. I don't text until 2 just to see if maybe he got up early to pee.
Yeah.
2 p.m. I text, no response. 3 o'clock rolls around. He goes, yo, beautiful day outside. Took my bike out. And I was like, do you have the phone with you? On a bike ride.
I love this guy. He's giving information,
but very,
that you don't need.
Yeah, but very vague too. The bike out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What is that? I said, do you take the phone with you? He goes, at the house. And he goes, check it. Meet me at this address. When I secure barbecue, we'll exchange the phone. When I secure barbecue.
That means lunch for them?
Yeah, when he gets barbecue, we can have the phone back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm working on barbecue right now.
Uh-huh.
So we take a car all the way out to...
You're taking another Uber.
Another Uber to an Uber guy's house. I took a fucking Uber to an Uber guy's house.
Yeah.
So we get to this fucking house.
Yeah.
He comes outside. He answers Chris the phone. And then Chris didn't want to... He at first was like, I'm going to give him money. But then he was like, this guy made it so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Should we even give him some money?
Yeah.
And Chris hands the guy the money. And he takes the money because I think I was like $20 or something like that. And he takes the money like it wasn't enough. He was like, one of those...
Like, what it's you, not enough.
What do you want?
It's not enough.
We came to you.
It's $100. $100.
Well, who pays it? Me?
Yeah. You're the headliner. That Spade paid for my meal.
But I paid for...
You're his opener.
I paid for everything.
No.
So my opener loses his phone and I have to pay... I paid for the Uber to get us there. I took us out to the fucking nightclubs, to the food. I pay for everything. And
let me say something, okay?
Yeah.
Jade Catapretta opened for me in Florida somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so... we're done with the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This actually happened, and now I have a thing with my openers. I go, the car picks us up at 7 a.m. If you're not downstairs at 7 a.m.,
it's gone.
I'm out, because I don't like being late to a flight.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, no.
And I always call a little early. I always say, if it's 7:30, I'll go, just come at 7.
Sure.
So at 7 in the morning, I'm standing with all my shit. I'm in the, you know what I mean, right next to the car. And she's nowhere. And I just call her. I was going to give her a farewell call.
Was she out drinking the night before?
Yeah.
Because that's almost always what happens.
And she goes, crying.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Yeah. Really?
Well, the way you...
Is acting good? It was pretty good. Pretty good acting, right?
I don't know what else that could have been. Oh, you something stuck in your throat?
Pain. Maybe she's in pain.
Hello? I slipped in the tub. I hit my fucking head.
Yeah, and I go...
I got to go to the airport.
And I go, Jay, what's the matter?
She's like, I can't find my sunglasses.
Swear to God.
What?
Yeah, swear to God.
Get in the fucking
car. Get in
the car.
Right, I want to say that,
what are you
right?
talking about?
But I go, I'll get you new sunglasses.
I'll buy you the nicest pair of sunglasses you've ever had.
No, she's sentimental. You know how, do you have sentimental value?
Not to sunglasses.
Not to anything.
No,
for
I mean
nothing.
No, honestly, no.
Yeah, yeah. I have sentimental value when it comes to human beings.
People.
Yeah.
But if I lost a thing, it's a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
maybe my car.
No.
All right, but I would be bummed.
We could
if
have
I lost my car.
We could have your car stolen right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You would not care.
Probably. You're
I
right.
would drive
you're
you
right.
home.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're
we'd
right.
get a new car.
I'd get a new car.
Yeah. BetterHelp. Bobo, is there something interfering with your happiness?
Yeah.
Preventing you from achieving your goals? Look, Bob and I have both spoken about this. We are big proponents of the mental health help in this world, and BetterHelp is doing just that. You can start communicating in under 48 hours.
It's the best. It's like, it's so easy. You can, under 48, and it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help.
It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available. It may not be locally available in your area, but the service is available for clients worldwide.
It's so easy, guys.
Log into your account at any time. Send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Look, we both use this. I am a big believer in this, in getting help. And also, BetterHelp is great because it's cheaper than traditional offline counseling. You don't have to go to some uncomfortable room in a doctor's office with fluorescent lights beaming down on you and magazines you don't want to read.
Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily, okay?
Yeah. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Go to BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's Better H-E-L-P. Join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends. Hello,
Tushy.
You know, used it.
I just used it, and I came into the room. I go, that stream is so
it's
beautifully
legit.
Powerful. Right in there, and it cleans it all out, and I just pat dry it.
The fact that people don't have bidets at home, look, it used to be expensive. Fancy, I understand. Fancy probably has had a real bidet from, you know, from Francis guy.
Well, the Japanese have been using it for years. You do a fancy Japanese.
I love them. Dude, when I went to Japan,
yeah.
It had music on the side and everything, and it was
The thing warms
come
your
on,
ass.
And it warms up your tush.
And they're ahead of the fucking shit game.
Yeah, they are. But now in America, we can finally get
we
your
can
own.
Do it now.
In your house, for not thousands of dollars, you get a Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment. It just links onto your current toilet. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to
it's
add
so
anything.
It's so easy to
it's
install,
so simple.
Guys.
Me and Bob did it, and we are dumb.
Yeah,
we're dumb. It cleans your butt like a champ. Gets all the little nooks and crannies out of your tush.
And
your
every
knot.
Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty, guys.
That's insane. There's no electricity, no extra plumbing or tech support. You don't need any of that stuff. And you use it cuts toilet paper use by 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So it pays for itself in a few months. It's incredible. Hey, Bob, does your dad already have a Hello Tushy on his toilet?
No, he's dead.
He passed away.
He's
My
dead.
Dad doesn't have one. You can blow him away with an upgrade to the new Hello Tushy 3.0. If he's new to the revolution, have him join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now for a clean butt with every flush. Do it.
Give the gift of clean butt. Go to HelloTushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping.
Special offer for our listeners at HelloTushy.com/badfriends for 10% off.
HelloTushy.com/badfriends. I go, it's normal. My uncle Felipe, he got me the sunglasses 3 years ago. He right now has stomach cancer or whatever it was.
Oh, my God, Felipe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I go, bye. I mean, what do you want from me?
What can I do?
So she comes down.
She's crying.
Yeah. With her stuff. And, yeah.
With her six bags. You were there for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, how much were they, the glasses? It's my responsibility as a headliner.
Okay.
She goes, $295. And I got it to her. Gave her to her.
I would do the same. I was going to buy Chris a new phone.
I didn't give it to her.
You did? You son of a bitch.
I didn't give it to her. Oh, here's another thing. I just thought of another one. Well, another funny one was when, so Fahima and Anwar, same thing. I go,
love.
8 a.m., right? And I go, and I told him that I go, I swear to fucking God, I'll leave. He's like, dude, I got you, man. I got you, right? I show up at the car and I go, he's not here. Make a courtesy call. He goes, I'm coming down right now, right?
Well, he's got to strap the bombs on. How does he?
I know. He comes down and he's like, I'm ready, man. He's got like the shirt upside down.
Inside out.
Inside out. His luggage, clothes is sticking out of the cracks.
That's hilarious.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
like an 80s movie. Yeah. Like a cop, they're running to the
basically
plane.
Basically what happened was I called him. He was asleep.
Yeah.
He hadn't packed. Right? He just threw shit on. Right? Packed. He probably left half his shit up there.
For sure.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
I've done that.
You have?
With Rogan, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Where it's like the hotel phone's like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my God! And I just throw shit in the fucking bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I always set my alarm. But you know what? The fucking iPhone sometimes, it'll just automatically set to PM instead of AM.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, set for 7 PM.
Yeah.
So I'm woken up by, is Mr. Santino? There's a car downstairs, Mr. Rogan. I'm like, oh, fuck! Because I know Joe is like so anxious to go. He's like, where's the fuck?
Oh, he does that?
He wants to.
I'd be so scared.
It's pretty right on the nose with him.
Yeah, I'd be so
scared. And I'm so precise with my time.
Yeah, yeah.
So with him, with that, because we had gone out in like, I don't know, Cleveland or some shit, wherever the fuck we were, and we met up with Jessamay Peluso.
Love her.
Love. And we were going out, and we didn't even stay out late. I just had a couple of drinks, and we hung out. We weren't even like going out. We just hung out at the club. And then, of course, I go back and set the alarm wrong, and he does this thing in the car. Look at you're me when I get in the car. Go ahead, open the door.
I'm you?
Yeah, you're, and I'm Joe. All right, we're good to go.
Oh, that hurt. What you just did there hurt
so the
me.
Whole way to the airport, I was going like this. I would do you this. Just, you know where you do this? You go, you go. Those are fun shows.
Why do you even say anything?
Because I don't know what to do.
No, I shut down. I would shut down.
But then if you're too quiet, then he's like, what was going on last night? And then you have to go, when you went to the bed, we went out.
Oh, I see.
Sound like an idiot either way.
Right.
You're done.
You're done.
So, and then that also that same day, by the way, I got to drive, you don't care, but I got to drive a Ferrari, a McLaren, and a Porsche, because Brady Matthews' brother-in-law owns a big like fleet of beautiful cars, and he let us drive them around, and I felt like a little kid in a candy store, and I felt so cool for a moment in time driving around a Ferrari. You know?
Yeah.
I'll never be able to afford it. It's $500,000, the car that I was in.
I drove a Ferrari like 4 months ago.
Where?
In the opening scene of Magnum P.I., the opening
shot. Oh, he drives a Ferrari.
The opening shot is, they think it's Magnum driving the Ferrari.
But it's Bobby
Lee. But it's my character driving the Ferrari.
How far did you get to go?
I spent 6 hours.
But I mean,
driving all over Hawaii.
But were you driving it, or you?
They had crane. You know, I had to follow a truck and a crane.
That's what I mean, right?
What?
Well, you can't. I was ripping around. I had
rehearsals as well before. I mean, I did it.
You did it.
Okay.
Do you know what kind of Ferrari it was?
A red one, like in the show. I don't fucking know, man.
Well, but there's a specific model.
29X360.
It was a 29X360.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The 29X360i or the F?
F.
That the fast one.
Yeah, yeah, the good one.
29X360F. Look that up. Please look up Ferrari 29X360F.
But can I tell you something?
I want to see what it looks like.
I was thinking about so when you were bringing up Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I was thinking about where it went wrong with him and I.
What you were thinking about, what was the breaking point? By the way, is that the 29F360 right there?
The girl. That's what I wrote.
What went wrong with you? That's what you wrote.
Yeah, I wrote the girl.
Cool.
No. And Joe will bring this up. He won't deny it. The story.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a doorman at the La Jolla Comedy Store,
Joe
Rogan was on. This is before news radio.
Before news radio.
Yeah.
So he was.
He was a kid from Boston, but he was a headliner already.
Yeah, but he was a.
He
man.
Would do Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions.
He was a man still then.
A real man. He was like a black belt in Taekwondo. Yeah,
he was never a
stuff.
Kid. I think when he was born, he was like, Rogan.
Yeah. Right. So he comes into town and he's like, I'm a doorman. And afterwards, he's like, He was with a Diaz too, Joey Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, and Joey and I knew each other. So Joey goes, hey, take him to a strip club.
Yeah.
So I take him to...
Girls, Girls, Girls.
No.
Body Shop.
Deja Vu in San Diego.
I'm sorry. This is down south.
I was living in San Diego.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Deja Vu is great.
Yeah. So we go there.
By the airport.
Right. And I have no money.
Right.
Like, I'm broke. He paid for me to get in there.
What
but
do
I
you
can't...
think is in your bank account at the time?
Zero. I don't have one.
Genuinely.
Not have one. What I would do is I would take my paycheck and I would cash it at a cash checking
like place. Western Union.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I was at that point in my
life. Damn, Bob.
Yeah. And then I have to tell you this other where there's another story that happened. But anyway, because that sprung up another thing. But anyway, I'm at a strip club and I'm just sitting there. I can't tip. So I'm just sitting there. But I want to act cool because it's Joe Rogan's there, right?
Right.
So these gang members are sitting next to us.
Always.
Right? And they go, what the fuck you looking at to Joe Rogan?
Ah.
Just like, nothing, buddy. I'm just watching the show. Whatever.
Yeah. What do you think I'm looking? There's naked girls here.
Yeah. No,
take a guess.
I guess, what he was looking at them.
Were they naked too?
No.
Just four naked gang
members? No, they had like wife beaters, tattoos on their neck.
But the wife beaters, could you see their nipples a little bit?
yeah. Maybe. And Joe goes, and they get in a spat.
Like they're yelling at each other.
Kind of, yeah. And then, I don't know why I did this.
Come on, Papa.
So the guys go, hey, fuck you, puto. We'll be back.
To him?
Yeah, so they all leave to go to their cars.
Shit.
Joe turns to us, and he goes, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And I go, what do you guys, I said...
You said, what do you guys...
What do you guys...
Play...
No, pussies.
You said, what are you guys, pussies? To Joey Diaz and Rogan. In a strip club.
Yeah.
Because four Mexican gang members went to their car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think they were going to get? A blanket for you?
Maybe it's like, you know, what they did to the American Indians back in the day.
Give
them polio or something. I don't know.
You said, what are you guys, pussies?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He didn't talk to me for years after that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you should have gotten the fuck out of it.
Because I thought I was being tough.
You're not.
I know, but I'm from there.
What is that?
I'm just saying, in my head at the time, I'm like, I'm from there?
You're from Poway.
I know, but I'm from San Diego. The Poway is in San Diego.
I know, but Poway is not.
I know, it's the suburbs.
Yeah.
Country club, the whole thing. I don't know what went through my head.
Did those guys, got the fuck out of there? Did they come back in, those guys?
I stayed for a while because I drove my own car.
Those guys dipped.
Yeah, they dipped.
Wow.
Right, because there's no way I could afford to get in there.
Right, so once
I didn't
want
to leave because I don't get to go in there.
Right, you're in.
I'm in.
Right, you can't leave. Right.
You know, but then I was like, how do I pay for the two drinks? So I think that's why I left.
Did you get a job there eventually? The dishwasher?
Yeah. Oh, so I'm going to tell you this other thing that happened. All right, so one morning, so I lived right by the Comedy Store around on a street called Girard.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I lived in what they call the ghetto of La Jolla.
Which is...
It's like a strip of houses, right, that are just kind of worn down.
Yeah.
And
but it's still not the ghetto.
It's pretty ghetto back then.
Bob.
Yeah.
La Jolla never had a ghetto.
They call it the... Why do they call it the ghetto of La Jolla?
Who's they?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I did.
It's you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had this landlord named Jeff. He was like this bearded white man.
Yeah.
And he would always garden in front of the house that we were renting, right? Yeah. He was always there. One day Jeff knocks on the door and he goes, Bobby.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, this guy's here to see you. So I go, I look out and there's this man who kind of looks like Santa Claus, but he's got a long beard like ZZ Top, super tan, right? And the guy goes, what's up, man? I go, I don't know you. He goes, Bobby Lee, right? I go, yeah. He goes, I'm friend with Jay Swigert.
Who?
Jay Swigert, who was the manager of this coffee shop that I worked at.
Okay.
Right? So I go, oh. And he's like, I am a photographer for a surfing magazine, man. And I go, cool.
I don't surf.
I know, but this is what he says. He goes, check it out, man. I have a Porsche. And back in your alleyway, I parked it next to... So my neighbor's name is Linda. Mm-hmm. He goes, I packed it in backup. You know Linda? I go, yeah. So in my car, I had $10,000 in cash and a pound of weed.
What?
In the trunk.
Yeah, you're not a photographer. You're a drug dealer.
Right, and he goes, it got towed, man. And I go, oh. And he goes, if you help me get my car out, I'll give you like a grand and some weed. I didn't smoke weed at the time. I was an AA.
Right. But you could sell the weed.
So I go, how much is the tow? You guys, $150. I just opened up a bank account. I had $200 in there to my name. So I'm like, a grand?
I mean, the math is good.
Yeah. So, all right, get in my truck. So I go to the I go to the ATM. I pull out my last $200.
Bob.
I give him the guy. Right?
Bobby.
He goes, all right, now go to the towing place. It's downtown. So we drive on, you know what I mean, the 5.
All the way downtown.
All the way downtown. And we get off off the freeway, and there's this apartment complex to the left. He's like, the towing place is there, but my sister lives here. That's what he says.
Okay.
So I go, your sister lives there? He goes, yeah, I just want to go say hi to her real quick.
Why don't we just get your car first?
I didn't say that.
With the $10,000 and the weed in it.
Yeah. And I go, all right, like an idiot. So he runs into this apartment complex. I can see him open this door and go into the, right? I'm probably out there for 2 hours.
At least. I can feel it in my bones. The sun. I see the sun setting. And you're just like, bah, 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 bah,
I'm out there for like 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
And now, this is how dumb I am. At the 2 hour mark is when I start feeling fishy. There's something wrong.
Well, they're probably
catching
up.
There's a problem.
They could be having some tea.
So I'm like, and this is back then. We had no cell phones back then.
There was no cell phones back then.
There were no cell phones.
Right.
You had to call people on a pay phone.
Hope they would show up to the place you agreed
at. Right. So I could get out of the car, and I go into the apartment complex, and I look in the back, and the other door's open. He took off.
Yeah, immediately. He actually went right through.
Yeah, he's probably in Mexico by now. You know what I mean? And then
he's back at your apartment.
So I don't know what to
you.
Do. So I go back to the Panikin, right? Mm-hmm. Which is where Jay Schweikert.
The coffee shop.
Right. So I go, Jay. I told him a story, right? He said, your name. And he goes, bro, that happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Shut up.
It happened to Jay Schweikert 2 weeks ago.
He pulled the same thing on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and then he got caught like a year later. He's just, that was his thing.
That's a good game.
He would like open up people's mailboxes, memorize people's names, figure people out.
How would he know that you and Jay knew each other?
Because I worked at the most famous coffee shop that everyone hung out at.
He saw you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I want to know where that guy is.
Yeah, that guy's fucking great.
That guy's awesome.
Have you ever been scammed?
Yeah. Like my whole life.
What do you mean?
I'm getting scammed right now.
What do you mean?
Living in California, everything I do is a scam.
Oh, come on.
A real scam? Like a real ripoff?
Yeah.
Mostly drugs. Almost always when I bought drugs, I got scammed.
Yeah.
One time we went to, in high school, we went to this guy's house who was like 24, but he looked like he was 86, you know? And we went there and he was selling weed out of his garage. And he was like, yeah, this is, I don't even know. It was like $60 for, for an eighth or whatever. And I was like, that's so expensive. He's like, yeah, man, that's what it is.
Weed.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, that's what it is. This older dude, and he had known this other guy, Paul, that I had known, that was a senior when I was like a sophomore.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this guy seems like, I don't know, it seems really pricey and a little sketch. I don't know. He's like, dude, what do you mean? Like, fucking, it's weed. Just buy it. Let's smoke it. Let's get over it. We all pitch in our money. So, of course, I get the bag, and we're like all nervous. I don't even look at it. I put it in my pocket. We get in the car. We drive back to this other guy's house, John, who we would get high like behind his house. They're like, all right, man, let's roll it up. They open the bag of weed, and it's literally just like oregano shape. You know, he did that whole thing with like hard pieces of like dirt and shit in there. So we smoked that. I've been ripped off for weed when I was in high school. Like, I mean, when I was like a freshman, I got ripped off all the time.
Because you don't, you know, at that time, you don't know where to go.
Well, who am I going
to
do? Call the cops?
Well, so you probably didn't have cell phones. Did you have cell phones then?
No, not my freshman year. No. But who what would I say? Who was I going to tell?
Right. You can't. People your age, you're so lucky because you could just go to a store. Is that insane?
You don't have to just meet. You don't have to meet a shady guy in his Chevy Nova while and the seats stink like sweat and dogs and like.
I had to go in the woods.
Yeah,
there was
woods.
This woods in Poway.
Yeah,
where you would have to go into the woods.
Yeah,
right.
That's where
and
you
there
meet
was
him.
A guy there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And some usually he wasn't there, so you'd just be in the woods
most of the time. You'd wait in the woods
and just wait there for like 5 hours. He's not going
to
be here.
He's like, I'm on my way.
Yeah,
he's eating breakfast. Yeah,
yeah. There's just you just have to by chance.
But you're never going to do drugs anyway, right?
Uh-oh.
Did you do drugs in Vegas?
No.
Tell me, Rude, because I want to hear. What did you do in Vegas?
We did spear fishing.
That online.
Yeah.
Did you hit anything?
I got one.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did Kalila get anything?
She got two on Saturday and then one on Sunday.
Did you guys eat the fish?
Yeah.
You did?
No, you didn't.
We did for the striper.
But the carp, what happened to them?
No, because... They don't taste good, so we just kill them and then toss it.
You could have just put it back in the water.
Yeah, we did.
But you killed it first.
Yeah.
Why did you kill it?
Because they're invasive.
Ah, now you know how it feels when people like you come to our country.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Do you know that feeling? It's invasive.
They're invasive.
Okay.
And what do? You take over.
You're
the carp. What do the invasive species usually do in the water? Tell me.
They destroy the habitat.
That's right, don't they?
They do.
That's right, don't they?
But I know they you do destroy.
Me undies.
Hey, Bob and I only wear one kind of undie. Okay, we've always talked about this. I love Me Undies. They're so comfortable. They're so soft, and the patterns are cutesy pootsy, man.
They just look specifically cute and
they're cute
and nice.
Summer's coming, and for so many of us, it's a season of discomfort. It's hot, sweaty. Me Undies wants you to make the summer comfortable. They want you to know that if you're going to sit around in underwear, that's fine. It's just got to be Me Undies. Get comfortable and express yourself this summer with undies in classic or bold colors and fun, adventurous prints. All right, I like the ones that are pizza. I also have lightning bolts, which makes me feel cool about myself. I feel like a little superhero. And they're easy to match. Sometimes Bobo and I wear the same underwear when we come here. You can match with your friends, which is a fun little game. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. Any first-time purchaser, you can get 15% off
and free shipping.
That's good. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. You're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they're going to refund it or exchange it.
No caveats.
No questions. So to get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/badfriends.
That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
Honey.
Dude, bro.
Yeah?
We all shop online, yeah?
I do. I buy way too much stuff. And we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. Like, hey, man, do you have a code? Well, now you do, thanks to Honey. Manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey's the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one. And it just puts it right onto your cart.
It supports over 30,000 stores online, bro. That's everything.
They range from sites that have tech and gaming to popular fashion, even food, which Bobo loves. Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites. When you're at the checkout, the Honey button's going to drop down. All you do is click apply coupons. That's it. Wait a few seconds, and look at that. You'll watch the prices drop.
Yeah, you're going to save so much money, guys.
I save money on a wireless charging pad that I bought online. Honey dropped down. Click, click. Thank you. I saved $4.86. Yeah, baby. That's what I like to do is save my money because who knows when it's going to run out. Honey has found over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings.
Oh, my Lord.
You have to have Honey. It's so simple to download. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free. Installs in a few seconds. You don't have to do much. By getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. We don't recommend stuff that we don't use. We both use Honey. It's great. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/badfriends. That's joinhoney.com/badfriends.
What I'm asking is, what do they do, though? I mean, it's like you're a carp, right?
Here I am.
You are carp?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're both carp. Can I be carp, too?
You are?
Yeah. So we're carp, right?
Hey.
We were born in this lake?
Yeah.
Or the river?
Lake and river.
Both. You were born in the river. I was born in the lake.
I made my way down.
Well, no, the lake is the city. So I feel like you were born in the lake, and I'm the more country.
Yeah, you're country.
Like I'm from the suburbs. So
that's us, by the way.
Right. So that's us. So, all right. So we're both in. Right. You are buddies. Right.
Hey, yeah.
And we're just like so. You know, I hate what other fish call us.
They just say so many mean names.
They say so mean things, you know. They call us like, we are wet.
Or soaking.
Yeah.
I'm soaking.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm soaking. They call me a scaly bee. They call me scaly bee.
Yeah, yeah. I've called you that.
Yeah, you do. You do. That's actually
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
That's actually fun.
So, but you know, but I, there's hunters out here.
I've heard that they don't even. Sometimes they catch you. You know, when you have food, and then they kill you, and then they throw you back in front of your family.
Right. Yeah, that happened to Tony and his family.
Tony.
Right.
Tony.
They shot him. Right. Then they took photos with. Dead Tony.
And then they threw
dead
him back.
Tony.
And then they showed him to us.
Right, showed it. And then they went, fuck, you know what I mean? Fuck the family. They threw it back in. Right? And then little Tony, he cried. You couldn't see because he's in the water.
He's wet.
Yeah.
But,
he's in the water, but he was crying.
But then we ate him.
We ate,
pretty good.
Tony was good.
So you ate the other fish.
Yeah.
And you, by the way, what lake? Lake Las Vegas?
Lake Mead?
Lake Mead. Yeah, you went down to Lake Mead. Yeah,
no.
Are you scared when you spearfish because you're underwater all the way? Are
no,
you
I wasn't
in the
scared.
Water? Underwater?
Underwater.
And are you wearing a tank?
No.
You just have to catch your breath and go down. Are you wearing something to keep the water? Wasn't the water dirty?
In the lake, it wasn't. And then in the river, it was murky.
So what do you do when it's murky? You can't shoot in the murky water.
We just go to the side and then we just wait.
You sit and wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like these girls, they because Kalinda and Kalila grew up in the Philippines and they were on the national swimming team, so they can hold their water underneath there for like 3 or 4 fucking minutes. It's insane.
Hold their breath for four
yeah.
minutes.
But they'll invite me out there, right? And it's a completely different human
Five
experience.
5 seconds,
and I float.
You do.
Yeah, I just
everything is the Dead Sea to you.
Yeah, and I just float, and I have the goggles on. I could see them way in the bottom.
But isn't that nice that
and I'll wave sometimes.
You have so much buoyancy. You could never drown.
I can't drown.
You're kind of like if I took a balloon underwater, it'd just go right back to the top.
But we went to Mexico once and she's like, my girlfriend is like, when you go to like a vacation, she doesn't want to do like the hotel package.
What do you mean?
The thing that all the tourists do.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right? She goes, no, I called the guy I found on the internet. We're going to do the real thing.
I do like that.
No.
You don't like that? You want fancy
shit. She goes, we're going to swim in this bayou in the Mexico.
I love this.
So I go, this is Jesus. That's what they call him. Our guide's name was Jesus.
Right. They're all called Jesus.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Yeah,
or
right.
Jose. Maybe it was Jose.
Jesus.
It's either Jesus. It was Jesus, right? By the way, can I just say something?
Yeah.
They have to have, there's got to be an agency in Mexico that gives them more names.
We got to invent more Mexican names.
It's like, it's either, I'm not kidding you. I've met 3,000 Jose's.
At least.
Yeah. 2,000 Jesus's.
Yep.
That's it.
There's also Alejandro.
Yeah, but that's rare. And those are the richer ones.
Mauricio.
Yeah.
Fancy, are you laughing?
No.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
It's Fancy, like, are you laughing?
They have to have a book or something.
They do.
What's
they
Bible.
Do? The Bible.
Oh, that's a very clever what you did.
It's because, very clever because, what you did. But no, because the Span. What? How many Span? There's no Spanish names in the Bible.
Jesus is based people.
I know Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. So and he's named after me. Mm-hmm. Andrew is Andres.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
True. I was named after you.
So anyway, let's go back to the story. I'm in the bayou.
I want to go through the Mexican names in the Bible.
We will in a second.
Who's Joseph then?
Jose.
Joseph. Who's Mary?
Maria.
Who's
I don't know any of the Bible. I don't either. What's the
Well, there's Matthew, Luke, and John.
No, who's the guy who who's
Mateo,
the guy in the
Lucas y Juan.
Wait, say it again.
Mateo, Lucas, y Juan.
Wow, that's it. Matthew, Luke,
who's
and John.
Who's the asshole in the Bible that like lost God took all the
Judas.
That no.
Judas is the one that helped kill Jesus.
No, that's not like will you let me finish what I'm going to say?
Please.
All right. He's a guy in the Bible where God took everything away from him.
Job.
J-O-B-B.
Yeah.
J-O-B.
What an idiot.
Yeah, Job was a more... Well, it's Job in Mexican.
Hob.
Yeah, I've never met a Hob.
Fancy, will you name your kid Hob?
No.
Please? For this, there he is. Look at him. Looking like an idiot.
Is that Job?
Yeah, that's Job.
And then what happens? So
I will not renounce my integrity.
So what happens is, you know the story?
No.
So God takes his farm away.
Everything.
Kills his family, right? And he still, that's his thing, right? He stays devout.
Yeah.
Right? And at the end, God gives him more?
Yeah, he gets like all the gifts. And, isn't that it, Fancy? Doesn't he get, isn't that he like gets everything and everything he ever wanted and more?
He gets a new wife, more kid, the new kid
yeah,
and stuff.
He gets
but
to
it's like, what about my old wife?
Yeah, I want her back.
Louisa.
You killed Louisa.
Yeah.
I was in love with her.
I don't need, maybe, what if it's really hot though?
If she's a hotter new wife?
Yeah.
But what if she's uglier? What if God's like,
I'd be like,
I gave you a new wife. And she's like, I'm your new wife. See, there he is. He's crying.
Yeah.
And his wife is like, I'm going to, she's holding her chest. I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
Because God hates you. Right. And then, of course, look at, there's other renditions of him where he's like, if you look at the cartoon down there, Pete, no, to the left, down, that one, three, and one, two, three. Look at, he has warts all over his body, right?
Yeah.
He gave him, what is that called? What's that called? Is that herpes? What is that called?
Boils, right?
Boils. Yeah, boils. And then that's his wife saying, get out of here, Job!
Yeah.
With your boils.
Yeah.
He couldn't even put on clothes. Yeah. So Job.
Look at her, though. Look at his wife.
Yeah. Maybe the replacement was
maybe
better.
That's his prayer. Please kill her now. Yeah, she's so ugly. Look at her.
Oh, my.
She looks like Willem Dafoe. what a shit wife.
This is where Shameless came from.
Yeah.
This is where the show started.
Nice titties, though. Maybe the titties are good.
Doubt it. Job's wife?
Yeah. But look at those titties, though.
Who, Job's wife?
Job's titties.
Yeah.
That's the story of Job. Now you've learned another Bible thing.
Yeah.
Okay, who's Moses, then?
Moises.
Oh, Moises. Moises is the guy that does my lawn.
That's his name.
Look.
Moises.
Moises, look.
Moises. Let me see.
What does it say? Read it out loud. Not his last name, obviously. But don't say his last name.
Moises, Gardner, Artemio.
Right.
Yeah.
Artemio's the other guy.
Oh, really?
They're awesome. They're the best.
Wow.
Moises and Artemio. What is Artemio? Who's that
based
on?
Can I just say something, though?
Yeah.
Why'd you put Moises Gardner?
Because I have another Moises in my phone.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
Moises Alou.
All right.
The baseball player.
Oh, really?
Do you not know him?
No. So you know all these athletes.
Yeah, I know athletes.
Yeah. Does it feel...
It feels cool.
To me, it doesn't.
Well, because you don't care about sports.
But okay.
Okay, no, not true. You care about MMA. If it was a really cool MMA fighter, you would be into it.
I've had Michael Bisping on my show a couple times. I'm a big fan of
him. No, come to see you live and go out and hang out with him. Different story.
Yeah.
Different than being on the pod. Pod stuff's whatever. But like when you get to go out with them and then you interact as humans and friends,
yeah,
fun, dude.
And I was saying another thing. Oh, yeah. So I was with Jose in the fucking bayou in Mexico. That's the fucking story I was telling in the fucking first place.
I know. We get diverted on this show.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
So I go, who's Jose? She's like, he's professional. This is like not, you know what I mean? Your typical, you know what I mean?
This is not your typical Jose.
Right. No, he goes, it's not your typical tour. He's taking us to a bayou that's like, no tourists have been here.
Right. Locals. Locals only.
Not even locals. No
locals
one.
Can't even go.
Yeah. We get in the water.
He kills you.
No, and we're going in the water, and Jose goes, stop.
Stop.
And I go, what? What's so funny?
I know this.
Yeah, and I go, what's the matter? He's like, alligator. And I go,
alligator?
I go, what alligator? And he goes, slowly turn your head to the left. Right? And I go like, I'm in the water now, right? I'm shitting and pissing too.
Yeah.
And trembling. And there's a rock right there. Mm-hmm. And there's a fucking alligator.
Right near you.
Right there.
Oh my God.
Right? So I had one of those like underwater like cameras. Uh-huh. I go, I'm going to die. I have to do a selfie.
Sure.
So I do a selfie with the alligator.
Might as well.
But that's the kind of shit.
That Jose gets into.
No, but that's the kind of shit that Kalilah gets me into.
She loves that shit.
She loves that shit.
See, no thanks for me.
And we stayed there for like 5 hours, just floating.
Waiting for fish?
No, for him to go.
Oh, the alligator.
Yeah.
Stop. How do you say alligator in Spanish, Vance?
Cocodrilo.
That's crocodile, you jackass.
You jackass.
Look at what a jerk off.
What a fucking idiot.
Crocodile. What's going on? You're going to fight Esther Pavitsky?
Yeah, so Jules and Esther think
they... Because YouTube said...
Yeah, because we said it on this show.
Yeah.
Right? That you guys are...
But I think it's going to happen.
You're in the same weight class, right? She's your height, right? How tall are you?
5'5".
You're 5'5", my ass. You're 5'4".
Yeah.
No, you're not 5'5".
No, I'm 5'4", and she's taller than me.
Pete, get the measuring tape out, please. It's in the drawer.
If she's 5'4", I'm 5'3". No, don't get the measuring tape.
No, I want to see it.
Don't get the measuring tape.
Pete, get the goddamn measuring tape.
I'm 5'4".
And we're going to mark the wall just like we did when we were kids. You know when you mark the wall?
Yeah. I'm 5'4".
I think you shrunk. I swear to God, I did.
Really?
Get up against the wall and Pete, measure correctly. Okay. Flat. Stay flat against the wall. Don't cheat.
Wait.
Don't cheat. What do you say, Pete? 5'4"? Push her hair down.
5'5".
Push the hair down.
5'5". Because
the hair is poof.
It's 5'5".
Shit. Get up there, bub.
I'm 5'4".
Get up there.
Fuck!
Pete? Pete? Pete?
There's a lot riding on this.
Yeah, Pete, do not... Hey, beanie off.
No!
That's cheating!
No, it's not!
No, no, no.
I have a long...
No, take it off. You have to. That's the only... It's only way it's fair. It's only way it's fair. All right, get up against the wall. Take off your flip-flops, Bob. Flip-flops off. No, look at his feet. He's cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Yes, you are. Flat. Flat. Look at your heels are off the ground, Bob. His heels are off the ground, Pete. Pete, his heels are off the ground. You cheated. Your heels are off the ground. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. You cheater. They were off the ground. Were they off the ground?
No, they were.
Yes. Yes, they were. She said they were. Weren't they off the ground? Yes,
no, they were.
Weren't.
They weren't.
Bob?
No.
Bob, clock in. You're 5'3". Clock in. You're
5'3". I'm not 5'3". I'll fucking dare you.
Wait a minute.
I'm not 5'3".
She cannot tell a lie.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Were his heels off the ground?
They were.
They were. You're 5'3".
No, I'm not.
They were
5'4".
Off the ground. I watched.
Not this much, but this much.
Do you want to prove yourself? Then go measure again. Pete is waiting.
All right.
Beanie off. Heels on the ground. Right. Pete. Ah, look at the heels. Look at his toes are curling. Shoot his toes.
5'4", right? 5'3" and 3/4".
5'3" and 3/4". So guess what?
What?
When you mark it down on the internet, it's 5'3".
5'4".
You can't do quarters.
Yeah.
5'3".
I'm 5'4".
Damn, dude, I can't believe you shrunk. When I met you, you were
I didn't drink.
When I met you,
I didn't fucking drink.
When I met you, you were
stop saying that. I didn't shrink anything.
You were
5'4".
You were 5'4" and a half when
I'm
we
fine.
Met. When we first met, you were 5'4 and 3/4".
No,
you shrunk
no,
an inch since we met.
No, I'm getting older.
I know. 50 in September.
Yeah, I'm getting older.
Speaking of which, what are we doing for Bob's birthday when he turns 50 this year? That's huge. We have to do something big.
Well, I want to have a dinner.
Yeah, but something important.
Yeah, an important dinner.
But we have to do a thing. Like we have to rent out Nobu or some shit, fun like that.
No, I was gonna get not dinner at my house. I'm gonna go to a restaurant and rent it out. Like I used to have these spaghetti factory parties.
Love.
So
they
used to
they're
be
not
one,
here anymore.
And they used to want to be on Sunset. And I used to, do you remember that one?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, and I used to have these birthday parties and everyone would show up.
Well, what can we rent out that we can get everybody to go to?
See, that's the thing. It's like, you know, a lot of people don't I had to pay for the whole thing.
No, we'll pay for it. The show will pay for it. Okay. Bad Friends will pay for it. But it just
but
got
before when I was younger, I did Spaghetti Factory because, you know, I know that half the comics, I would have some famous people, but most of the comics were broke.
Do you feed them?
So it ended up being like, you know, a free meal.
Yeah.
And people that didn't even like me would show up.
See that we'll make it. That's the only people we want there.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the way that Eric Andre does it? Have you ever been to his parties, his birthday party?
Back when he was, I don't know what happened between us because back in the day when he was young, he used to have these parties.
He has the best parties.
And I used to go to those parties, and they were so wild.
Bro, look up Eric Andre's birthday party.
And then once Eric Andre became a name, he cut me out.
Why? Well, him and I are closer than ever. He hasn't changed a little bit. Well, look, these are flyers he makes
for his
party.
Call him.
Yeah. Those are flyers he makes for his party. Look, he wore that. That was his quinceañera.
Ask him if he has a problem with me.
I'm going to right now.
All right.
But I have to tell him he's
You know Eric Andre?
He looks familiar.
The biggest dick I've ever seen.
Yeah, by far. It's
the biggest dick I've ever seen.
It's actually shocking. But he has the best birthday. But look, maybe there's some birthday photos, but there's a birthday bash. I'm going to tell him you're next to me.
Okay.
He has great birthday parties, and they're like, the last time I went to one, he paid a bunch of people to, like a bunch of old guys to walk, a nudist, some old people from a nudist colony to just walk around with their boobs and their balls out. Look at that's like the party there. You can see it in the background a little bit, but you can't really tell. But he always has.
Your call has been
Forwarded to an automatic. Yeah, we're not that close. We're not that close, I guess. No, sometimes.
Let me see if I can call him. I have his number, I think.
Call him.
Does he have an old number? Eric.
No. Conversion the number.
Okay.
No. Why would you hang that up?
It wasn't Eric.
What do you think we're doing here? Making a fucking comedy show.
Game time with Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino.
So corny.
So unprofessional.
Okay, so gang time. Did you say gang time? What is he saying?
It's game time. Then.
All right.
Okay,
all right, go ahead,
fans. We're working to build up your relationship. So after all the fights from previous episodes, we would like for each of you to compliment each other. So you guys have to use the letters of each other's names to compliment the other person. So
okay, I'll start then.
Okay.
Okay.
So Andrew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Athletic.
Thank you. Don't say the N-word.
New.
Okay, new. Yeah.
Diverse.
Sure.
I'm just thinking of any word.
So athletic, new, diverse.
Athletic, new, diverse. And
R. All right, careful here on this one, too.
You think I would say... I would never say... You can't say it. You can't say that word.
What? A white guys can't say that right now. You can say it again. Watch this. Watch. Say it again one more time. Stop Asian hate.
Okay.
You can get away with it right now.
Resilient.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
And an E?
I know. Elusive?
Elusive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a compliment?
It's a compliment.
Elusive's kind of like a dodgy creature. Like a
survivor.
A raccoon is elusive. Yeah. Survivor. That's good. Okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so F.
And W.
So, W?
W is a winner.
And white would have been good. White.
No, winner's
winner.
Better.
I love
that's
you.
That's more positive.
Okay, so let's go. Athletic. New, diverse, what was the R?
Resilient,
elusive, winner.
Yeah, pretty good.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bold.
Easy.
Bold. Orangutan. No. Bold.
Yeah. If you say, you can't say obese.
Outrageous.
There we go.
Because that's good.
That's good.
Bold, outrageous.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Bombastic.
Very good.
And why?
Yellow.
And then Rudy.
Yeah.
Okay. You do Rudy, I'll do Jules.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, Rudy.
Rudy. Respectful.
Correct. That's good.
Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Determined.
Wow.
Yellowish. Yellowish.
And then Jules. Jewish. Because we know how much she likes them.
Yeah.
She mentions it all the time on the show.
Loves them.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Lackadaisical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lackadaisical.
Enigmatic, because you're very unique.
That starts with the E.
Enigmatic. Enigmatic.
I've never said that word before.
It might not be.
Enigmatic.
Enigmatic. Okay. And S. Sweet.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you do fancy.
Okay.
And it's fancy B.
Okay. F for fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
A for artsy.
Artsy.
Artsy is good.
He is.
And for nice.
Yeah.
He is very nice.
C for crazy.
Crazy. He's kind of crazy.
Crazy is good, yeah.
Y for
yellowish. Yeah, he's yellowish.
That game.
Thank you for being. Oh.
Well, first of all, let me just mention that game.
Yeah.
Fucking sucked.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it's a bad game.
But sometimes you have to end the show with a little bit
of a fucking sucky. You guys have to do more.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah. You know, you usually have slides. You
well,
know
how about
we buttons that we press?
Why don't we threaten their jobs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to? Do you want?
Listen,
say,
guys, come back. You both come in here.
They're on probation now.
Yeah. What was your guys,
fellas?
That game. It feels like you came up with that game driving here. Oh fuck! We forgot a game.
We forgot the game.
Right? What do we do? You know what I mean? You got to try harder because there's other people that want your spots.
A lot of people that want the spots. I think. Well, probation, I guess.
Because what?
It was Pete's idea. Oh, look at Pete's shaking it off. Pete's shaking it off. Pete's shaking it off.
No. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, when we take this show on the road, you know what I mean? You got to step it up because we're going to do rope.
Yeah, we're doing this on the road.
You're only taking one of us?
No, we'll take both.
Well, first of all, we were going to take you both, and then now I'm a little hesitant to take you both.
What, are we going to take this on the road?
Yeah, we have to.
It'll be packed.
We have to.
Where do we go? Houston?
We got to go everywhere. We have to go all over the South.
Everywhere.
We have to go everywhere.
Yeah, bring Jules?
On a tour bus. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Jules is going to be doing schoolwork the whole
maybe
time.
She, no, or maybe she'll meet somebody.
I don't want to. I'm not prepared for that. I'm not prepared for that yet. All right. Jules is going to take us out.
But do you think that actually, if Jules gets married, we'll go to the wedding?
You too, say it.
Would you ask Andrew to be in your wedding?
I don't want to get married.
Why are you getting so angry?
I don't know.
If you ever got married, what would I be in the wedding? Would I have a title? Like, would I be the flower boy? Or
you can
be the flower boy. I'd be the ring boy.
You'd be the ring guy?
I'll be ring boy and you'll be flower boy. Oh my God, me and you walking down the aisle together.
It'd be so funny. We'll wear little tutus.
Cute.
We'll wear dresses.
If one day you ever do get married, please, you have to let us be the ring boy and the flower boy.
Okay.
Promise?
That'd be nice.
Yes.
Look in that camera and say, I promise.
I promise.
Thank you for being bad.
No. These two have to say it because they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Look in the camera and say it.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Perfect.
Sorry.
Eric? Eric Andre?
No.
No? ¿Dónde está Eric?
No, se confundió de número.
¿Estás seguro?
Segurísimo.
Pues es el número que Eric me dio.
Pues llama a otro contacto de él para que te dé.
Uy, pero ¿cómo lo llamo si no tengo su número? Este es el número que me dio.
Llama contacto de él, su familiar.
¿Conoces a Bobby Lee?
No, si conoces a Eric, entonces tendrás más contactos de él. Si no, entonces adiós.
Ah, bueno, pues nada, hasta luego.
What did he say?
He was getting pissed off.
He was getting mad at you? Oh.